Daniel chapter 10, verse 1. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing is revealed to Daniel, whose name is called Belteshazzar, and the thing is true, and the warfare is great, and he hath understood the thing, and hath understanding about the appearance. That's a summary of the entire chapter. Daniel was praying, and the Lord brought Daniel a message through great spiritual warfare, because the demons did not want Daniel to receive this message. And Daniel understood the message that was given to him. Now the chapter is going to begin to explain all of this in detail. This was during the third year of King Cyrus's reign. Cyrus is the king who gave the Jews permission to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild their temple. And they rebuilt it under Ezra. And we have already read the book of Ezra. But later on, it was during Artaxerxes' reign that the Jews under Nehemiah went back and rebuilt the city around the temple. Cyrus is the fourth king that Daniel served under, and now the Babylonian kingdom has turned into the empire of the Persians and the Medes, with the Persians having most of the control. 2. In those days, I, Daniel, have been mourning 3 weeks of days. He was fasting and praying, and he was mourning for the sins of his people and himself. Even though Daniel lived a very pure and holy life, just like all of us, Daniel had times where he was cold-hearted or unforgiving or impatient, things like that, that he had to repent of. And he had been fasting and praying for 3 weeks, which is 21 days. 3. Desirable bread I have not eaten, and flesh and wine hath not come in unto my mouth, and I have not anointed myself at all, till the completion of 3 weeks of days. Daniel was on a special fast. He did eat food, but it was plain food. He didn't have any wine, no meat, and no bread. He didn't have anything that was special. He was probably eating poultice again, which is just lentils and vegetables. He didn't put any oil on his skin, which back then was the equivalent of lotion. And when you're old and you don't put lotion on your skin, it can get extremely uncomfortable. Today, a lot of people will say, oh, I'm going to fast from video games or television. That isn't even really a fast, because there's no fast in the Bible where somebody fasted from entertainment. 4. And in the 24th day of the first month, I have been by the side of the great river that is Hiddekel. In the bonus episode, I mentioned the names of months, but those names were added later in history by the Jews. The Lord never named any month. He only gave months numbers for names. Daniel correctly is saying that he was in the first month. Daniel is by the river Hiddekel on the first day of the Jewish year. 5. And I lift up mine eyes and look, and lo, a certain one clothed in linen, and his loins girt with pure gold of Uphaz. This is an angel, but it also has some similarities to the way that Christ appears. Daniel sees an angel come to him by the riverside, clothed in white linen, and he has a sash of pure gold going around his waist. Pure gold is transparent. We don't have pure gold on earth. It's only in heaven. 6. And his body as a barrel, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet as the aspect of bright brass, and the voice of his words as the voice of a multitude. The angel has a body that looks like a ruby. His face is bright as lightning. His eyes are burning fire, and his arms look like pure brass, which is what it looks like when the sun sets. And his voice sounds like a multitude. That sounds like Jesus because Jesus has the voice of a multitude and his face is as bright as flashing lightning. 7. And I have seen, I, Daniel, by myself, the appearance, and the men who have been with me have not seen the appearance, but a great trembling hath fallen on them, and they flee to be hidden. Daniel was the only one who could see this heavenly being. The other men that were with him couldn't see anything, but the holy fear of God did fall on them, and they were terrified in the presence of the Lord, and they ran to hide. In the Bible, whenever somebody is in God's presence, they're terrified, they fall on their face, they shake, they become mute and unable to talk. People lose their capacities when they're in the presence of God. 8. And I have been left by myself, and I see this great appearance, and there hath been no power left in me, and my honor hath been turned in me to corruption. Yea, I have not retained power. Daniel himself could see the person, but he was paralyzed when he saw the person. He couldn't move. It says that his honor was turned to corruption, so the righteousness that he was walking in to him felt like filth compared to this person. This person was so holy and pure that Daniel felt completely corrupted near him. Daniel was in a corruptible body, and he was in the body that he had sinned in. That's why we can't look at God in these bodies. We will have to receive a glorified body in order to go to heaven. 9. And I hear the voice of his words, and when I hear the voice of his words, then I have been in a trance on my face, and my face is to the earth. The word trance is a bad translation. A trance is a New Age experience. Daniel was not having a New Age experience. A better translation would be that he was paralyzed, because that's what happened. He was paralyzed in the holiness of God, and he fell to the earth with his face on the ground. 10. And lo, a hand hath come against me, and shaketh me on my knees and the palms of my hands. The angel shook Daniel so that he was able to get up on his hands and knees, but he still couldn't rise and stand on his feet. 11. And he saith unto me, Daniel, man greatly desired, attend to the words that I am speaking unto thee, and stand on thy station, for now I have been sent unto thee, and when he speaketh with me this word, I have stood trembling. I'm not sure if Daniel saw the Lord, but an angel is the one who touched him and made him rise, or if the person speaking now is the angel that he saw that appeared similar to the Lord. But nevertheless, at this point, an angel is going to make him stand up, and an angel is going to speak to him. He tells Daniel that he is greatly desired, and this is the second time that Daniel has been told this. He was told this by Gabriel a chapter or so ago. And this is because Daniel's whole life is sanctified unto the Lord. He doesn't do anything but talk to the Lord and serve him. And the number one way that we serve the Lord is through obedience, not activities. A lot of people are confused and they think that if they do stuff in the church and spread the gospel and operate a mission, that they're serving the Lord. But in the Bible, we see that service to the Lord starts with obeying his commands. So if you're doing all kinds of activities for God, but you're not actually obeying his commands, you aren't serving him. But Daniel served him because Daniel obeyed. And this is why he was greatly desired. You know, there's a lot of people who feel called and who have a ministry. They're being used by God, but they're not God's close friend because they don't obey him. Daniel was a close friend because of his obedience, not because of his position in Babylon. Our position in the church doesn't say anything about our level of friendship with the Lord. It's our obedience that determines if we're his friends. And that's why Jesus said so in the New Testament. He said, "If you love me, you will obey my commands." And he said, "My friends obey my commands. The angel has commanded Daniel to stand up on his feet, and this is what gives Daniel the strength to be standing. But he's shaking as he stands because of the holy presence of the Lord. 12. And he saith unto me, Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst give thy heart to understand and to humble thyself before thy God, thy words have been heard, and I have come because of thy words. The angel says, I set out on my journey to you on the very first day of your fast, because you are greatly honored in heaven. But it took the angel 21 days to get to Daniel. This is the warfare that was mentioned in verse 1. The angel had to battle demons to reach Daniel. And a lot of pastors say that this is evidence that we should never give up and stop praying, because if Daniel had given up, the angel may not have made it to him. Prayer is spiritual warfare, and demons will try to come against your prayer sometimes, especially if your prayers are powerful, like Daniel's were. Now, what makes a powerful prayer? It isn't screaming and hollering and dancing and getting everyone to agree with you. A powerful prayer comes from somebody who obeys the commands of the Lord. If you want your prayers to matter, then follow God with all of your heart. 13. And the head of the kingdom of Persia is standing over against me 21 days. And lo, Michael, first of the chief heads, hath come in to help me, and I have remained there near the kings of Persia. These kings that this angel is talking about are actually demons who have a demonic stronghold over the land of Persia, because Persia was a pagan land. When a land is full of sin and paganism, then the demons gain a stronghold. Because this angel had to travel through demon territory, he had to fight the whole way to get to Daniel. The angel says that he had to fight so hard that he needed Michael, the archangel, to come and fight by his side and help him get through. 14. And I have come to cause thee to understand that which doth happen to thy people in the latter end of the days, for yet the vision is after days. This angel is telling Daniel that what he's going to share with him is for the end times. It's not for the time that Daniel lives in. So it's for my time and your time. 15. And when he speaketh with me about these things, I have set my face toward the earth and have been silent. Now in the next chapter, we're going to read all the information that the angel gave Daniel, and it's going to be pretty mind-blowing. So he's still going to continue speaking in the next chapter. Daniel was standing and shaking, but he had to put his head down toward the ground. He couldn't look this angel in the eye. Daniel couldn't speak either because of the holiness of the angel. 16. And lo, as the manner of the sons of men, he is striking against my lips, and I open my mouth, and I speak, and say unto him who is standing over against me, My Lord, by the appearance, turned have been my pangs against me, and I have retained no power. Daniel couldn't speak in the presence of this angel because of the holiness that this angel had coming from heaven. But the angel hit him in the mouth, and then Daniel was able to speak. And Daniel complained to the angel and said, I'm terrified and I have no power. 17. And how is the servant of this, my Lord, able to speak with this, my Lord? As for me, henceforth, there remaineth in me no power. Yea, breath hath not been left in me. Daniel continues to complain, saying, I don't have any power to talk to you. I can barely breathe. He calls the angel his Lord, but that's because the angel came from the Lord and speaks for the Lord. The angel has a message from God. But it's also a way of saying to the angel, you're a lot higher up on the chain than I am. 18. And he addeth and striketh against me as the appearance of a man, and strengtheneth me. There's a couple of ways of reading this. You could either say that the angel hit me just like a man would hit me, which is what it sounds like is happening. But it also seems to say that the angel toned down his glorified look so that Daniel could stand in his presence. I think the angel is becoming less bright so that Daniel isn't so afraid and paralyzed. 19. And he saith, Do not fear, O man greatly desired. Peace to thee. Be strong, yea, be strong. And when he speaketh unto me, I have strengthened myself. And I say, Let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Daniel is calling him Lord, but it's a lowercase Lord. He's just saying, You're above me. The angel strengthened him by speaking to him and telling him to have strength. So this was prophetic when the angel said, Have strength. And the angel said, Have peace. The Lord loves you. You're greatly desired in heaven. 20. And he saith, Hast thou known why I have come unto thee? And now I turn back to fight with the head of Persia. Yea, I am going forth, and lo, the head of Javan hath come. The angel says, Do you know why I came? He's going to tell Daniel why he came. So it's his way of saying, I'm going to let you know everything that God told me to tell you, but then I'm going to have to fight to get back to heaven, because these demons are going to be furious that I gave you this information. The angel is kind of lamenting that he has to go and do battle again to leave Daniel, because Daniel lives in such a demonic zone, because Persia was a pagan empire. And the head of Javan is one of those demons who has a stronghold over the area of Javan. 21. But I declare to thee that which is noted down in the writing of truth, and there is not one strengthening himself with me concerning these except Michael, your head. The angel says, The only one who can fight with him is Michael. The other angels apparently aren't strong enough to help this angel battle through all of these demonic strongholds to go back to heaven. And he also says that what he is telling Daniel has been written in heaven. There's apparently a book of prophecy in heaven that this is written down in, and now the angel is going to share it with Daniel. That concludes Daniel chapter 10. But in the next chapter, the angel will actually start speaking and telling Daniel all of this information. It's going to be the most detailed and mind-blowing prophecy in the entire Bible.